What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Dr. Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Doctor.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi. Apparently, I'm a nurse. He's a doctor.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy. Apparently, I'm just a paramedic or something. I don't know. Welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Soul. What's up, Doctor? The doctor of Pennsylvania-nomics.
How's lockdown? Fuck lockdown. All right, folks.
Doctor Lockdown.
Get your popcorn ready, folks. The second act of the show is about to begin. Michigan forensic audit has concluded that the Dominion machines were compromised. Georgia is doing a signature audit. Arizona has now ordered a forensic audit of the Dominion machines. They've even gone as far as issuing subpoenas. And six states today, Monday, the Republican legislators have now cast their alternate electoral votes for Trump. Folks, it's just Monday. The week is just beginning and it's about crazy. Also, the quietest attorney general in history, Bill Barr, will be resigning effective 12/23. What does that mean? We're going to be here to talk about this. Trump continues to negotiate peace in the Middle East. We'll talk about his latest Arab-Israeli agreement. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TheSaltyShow.com.
Folks, yeah. I also, you know what? I forgot to mention Chinese spies. We're going to talk about that. Oh, my God. There's a lot.
Yeah,
and there's aliens among us. I'm not kidding. There's a lot of shit that's going on.
The aliens negotiated with Trump don't tell me. Don't rat us out.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jesus. We're going to talk about that. But
I thought Heidi, maybe the aliens, I figured maybe. The aliens were programming the Dominion machines or something.
We can start that rumor. So I know you want to jump right into it. So I just want to let you know, though, going forward, I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I check Australia's newspapers for any news topics that might be pertinent to us here in the United States. And most recently, the biggest reason I'm saying that is, do you know that Biden has a child porn shock going on?
Wait, what?
Biden
has
Biden.
So, which Biden? Apparently in Australia, they're doing more reporting on the Hunter laptop
than we are
here in the U.S.
Wait, no. Other countries are doing more reporting on the piece of shit Democrats than ours.
So if you want to get real front page news without the twisted left, then just we need to start looking at Australia, New Zealand, and some of the other country newspapers.
So Australia's the one who broke the Chinese spies all over the world.
Yeah. So that's why I said mine is going to kind of lead into what you guys are saying, because one of your topics, the Chinese spies and how did we find out and how are we finding out? So
I'm telling you, we're going to talk about that. But I right now, everything that's happening, I believe stuff that's other countries are investigating because, you know, again, Bill Barr, one of the quietest attorney generals in history, you know, a lot of people are praising him, including Trump. But, you know, Trump's a team player. And unless he appoints a special counsel to investigate the Bidens, you know, Bill Barr was basically useless. But before we get into that, this weekend I went out to, so PA is locking down everything again. Oh, fuck my life. And, you know, as a last hurrah before, cause they're closing everything until after the new year. And if we know history, it's not going to be just 3 weeks. This is going to be, you know, because once that deadline hits, they're going to say, well, looks like it didn't work this time. We're just going to extend it another two. And it's just not going to stop. It's not going to end. This is going to continue. And people who've convinced themselves that, we just have to do it for another 3 weeks. And we swear to God this time, folks, this is third time's a charm. No, they're lying to us. And so I go, you know, with some new friends that I met out here. I went out to a Pennsylvania bar that's going to remain unnamed for their own, safe. So So when I go out there, you know, I'm wearing my MAGA hat. I always wear my MAGA hat. And the first thing that happens is, couple gentlemen across the room, they see my hat and they give me a thumbs up, and one of them buys me a drink. He's like, man, right on. Now, out here in Pennsylvania, sitting at the bar has been banned. So bars, you cannot sit at the bar, you know, you can't. And so they won't allow it, basically. Now, when I was at this bar, the owner basically said, fuck it. And he put out stools and he let everybody in. This place was packed. When I tell you that, this place was, I have never seen a place so packed, and everybody is just screaming and chanting, fuck Wolf, you know, and across the guys about Bobby the Drake, we kept saying, I ain't leaving, man. We ain't leaving. We ain't leaving.
So Nelson has a new apartment. Oh my God.
Oh my God, dude. It was amazing. I loved it. And it was great. And you look, man, more people need to do this, because, you know, it's until people stand up to this insanity, this is not going to end. And I loved it. And I sent these guys some videos.
I saw a video
about
on
this.
YouTube today. Some guy was standing up on
California.
One of the, yeah. Oh yeah. I think you guys sent it to us. The guy was standing up in the middle of the Costco food clothing area with a bullhorn, just screaming at people.
We need to not let Newsom do this to us anymore. They're lying to us. And it's just like, wow. You know what? Only part of that I was really disturbed by? Everybody just walking past him and not joining him. Yeah, like, that just goes to show how many people want the lockdowns. They love wearing a mask. They
I did
love
see
the
some people giving
intervention.
Him, a fist and saying, you know, right on, man. But you're right, Tim. It should be more. There should be more people, because
the whole store should have been in there.
Exactly. Because if we look around, at least half the country does not agree with this. So half that store should have been, fuck this shit. But, you know, people, you know, we all do this every now and then. We go along to get along. We don't like it. And we're going to talk about this when we get into that, you know, into that whole mess. But before we get there also, I do just want to mention some highlights that have happened. Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize relations. Another Arab-Israeli agreement, folks. And the deal included for the U.S. to recognize Morocco's claim to a Western Sahara, Africa, Western part of Africa. And but this is huge. And again, this is another Trump win. He's negotiated peace agreements in the Middle East more than all the other presidents combined in history.
Is that like number 9 for Nobel Prizes for Trump?
It should be.
Riddle me this. How can somebody that brings back all these jobs, starts going after child predators, and, you know, that's Barr's claim to fame, is that he did a lot for Save the Children. You know what I mean? They busted a lot of this child sex trafficking. Okay. You had one of the hottest economies of all time. You know, you brought back jobs. You fought, you know, you had an economic battle with China. You fought the fake news. You fought Congress. You fought the deep state.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to believe that all this winning and all this positivity, that you don't get reelected, and 80 million people like Joe Biden. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah. There's,
if you're a shithead, you don't do any of this.
So there's a lot of questionable results from, you know, the last 4 years, right? The number one thing is the media refusing to acknowledge anything positive ever came out of Trump, right? This whole election scandal where, you know, there's no election fraud. There's no election fraud. It's like, well, clearly there is.
There is.
You're not sticking your head in the dirt and watching CNN shuffle it all under the corner. And then, you know, the Biden laptop, that all kind of just fell underneath the wayside with the elections and everything.
But, you know, what's crazy is, again, you know, we are keeping up to date with what's going on with that whole China shit, and also what's going on with the election, right? I have a lot. I when I was out in Arizona, a lot of people came up to me and said, you know, Nelson, I'm really discouraged. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? You know, Trump lost, and I'm like, Trump hasn't lost. And they're like, yeah, but I'm watching the news. I'm watching CNN, you know, and they're saying that it's a done deal, and I'm like, have you heard any of the hearings that have been going on? And they're like, what hearings? And these are Republicans, dude. These are Republicans, staunch Republicans, who don't know about this. But, you know, we all, we're living our lives, right? A lot of people, you know, again, you know, we're focused on, you know, working and making things better for ourselves and our family and all this and all that. And my message is always is this is as important, if not more important, for the future of your family. Sure, you want to provide. Sure, you want to do all that. However, there is no purpose if you don't have a country left, folks. And so, you know, Stop watching CNN and MSNBC and all these news outlets because they're lying to you. And let's get into the whole whole China shit that just broke. And, you know, it just drops now after the election. What did that guy say who was in Hong Kong? Trump don't trust China. China like asshole.
China asshole.
China like it in the asshole. Talking about Eric Swalwell.
No.
Talking about Eric Swalwell.
Eric.
This Eric guy swallows. Was caught. He was caught with his pants down. This time he wasn't literally taking a shit. He was getting it on with Chinese spies. Fang Fang.
More than one?
Fang Fang.
Ain't nothing but a Fang Bang baby.
Fang Fang, love you long time.
The Democratic Party right now is literally in bed with the enemy. And now this guy sat in the House Intelligence Committee, dude. And he had to be removed because, again, and this happened years ago, bro. What was this, Tim? 2015? And it was just...
Yeah, 2015, he met Fang Fang.
And it was just uncovered. And it's like, how come we haven't known about this? Why didn't nobody...
It wasn't just uncovered.
No, but the news broke.
Publicly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, this should have been ongoing the second that, you know, the Democrats, you know, for anything, this guy should not be in office is basically what I'm trying to say. And, you know, here's one thing that what has been discovered right now that everything's going on. And people are asking themselves, well, how did these spies get into the country? You guys want to take a guess how these spies are getting into our country?
They got on a plane.
No. This girl in particular, and it's not just Fang Fang,
Fang posed as a college student. She went to college,
yes,
and got into the Democratic, you know, that's youth what I'm saying, in college and whatnot, and but worked her way into Swalwell's campaign.
Right now, Tim, there's hundreds of thousands of Chinese students in our educational system, and so I don't think this is a coincidence, folks, because the school system, especially the college system, is a cesspool of fucking communism and socialism. And so I don't think this is a coincidence. And this is coordinated, bro. And the fact that they're able to get in through this, there needs to be a fucking whole investigation into the schools that are allowing this, that are vouching for these people who are loyal to the Communist Party. This should not be allowed. And you know, I'm shocked and angry that this man, you know, what secrets did he give up? And he was one of the main, he was attacking Donald Trump during the whole Russia collusion and all this bullshit. Meanwhile, knowing damn well that he was sleeping with a fucking Chinese spy. And then when the FBI finds out about
it, was a spy.
Yeah. Dude, listen to
the whole time.
Well, the FBI found out, right? The FBI found out and they told him about it. Now, instead of the FBI investigating whether or not Swalwell or how Catter calls him Spy Fart, you know, instead of trying to figure out if he's involved in any some way, they give him a heads up. Yeah. Do you think they gave Trump that opportunity when they were investigating him? They didn't do that.
No.
And so, you know, this is corruption. And from the FBI, this is this deep state. And, you know, it was also reported that Dianne Feinstein.
She had a driver. That was a Chinese spy for 20 years.
And so you got to ask yourself, was this bitch sleeping with him as well? You know, I don't think this is a coincidence, dude. This is not. These people are in bed literally with the Chinese Communist Party. And
so you got to remember.
Yeah.
So you got to remember, over the course of this year and last year, they've had a lot of, you know, the DOJ has done a lot of raids and a lot of made some arrests, or, you know, they brought up cases or charges against Chinese nationals. Remember, they closed. Remember, what was it, over the summer, the Chinese consulate down in Houston? Yep. You know, they thought they were, you know, all spying, and they were burning shit right in the middle of the day. You know what I mean? Everyone was like, what's going on over here? You know, they had doctors in Virginia, I believe, stealing medical secrets. They had people in California. They just busted a couple months ago. Same thing, you know, out of, like, I think UCLA or USC. They've been arresting a lot of these people. So they've been watching them. So it's almost like this has been the leak, but it's, things have been happening behind the scenes that, you know, obviously you're not just going to tell the American public, like, hey, by the way, there's spies everywhere, because then everybody would be freaking out, fucking shooting Chinese people everywhere.
The reason this, what led to this was that there was this video that came out, and now, you know, I saved the tweet, and of course, Twitter is censoring all this shit. They're deleting videos, folks. This is social media right now is in full out war against conservatives. And so there was this video that came out. I should have gotten two links, but I can't show you now, where a Chinese professor comes out and claims that top U.S. officials have been compromised.
Yep.
And he's saying this, and so we know who he's talking about. You know, he's talking about Hunter Biden, who was doing fucking Joe Biden's bidding. And then they show evidence of, again, and then right now, as you were talking, Tim, I'm trying to pull up these links. They're all gone. Fucking Twitter's deleting this shit. That showed all the DNC people who have received either some type of funding from some Chinese organizations, so Chinese government. And you start asking yourself, wait a minute. Is the DNC in the payroll of the Chinese government? This is insanity, dude. And, you know, again, this is just another piece in the puzzle of what we're seeing that's happening, and everything is all breaking out today. And we're going to get into the Hunter Biden, Burisma, and all that investigation here shortly. But Rick Grenell says that there's a lot of people across all levels of government that have been compromised by China. And I do have this. This is not a video. He came out on Fox News and he was saying the Biden story is a tip of the iceberg, is basically what he was saying. And he's not trying to give up too much information. He was unable to say this because, as Tim says, there is ongoing investigation into this. But, you know, when Biden is asked, hey, are you guys compromised? You know, because your son is doing dealings with China and he's doing dealings out in Ukraine and, you know, he has no experience. And Biden's like, no. There's nothing to be concerned about. And then reports are coming out that, hey, actually, Biden did have some contracts and he did have some deals, and he didn't disclose $400,000 to the IRS. And then you start seeing this whole picture being painted, and you wonder, well, why is it happening now? Right after the election, not before the election, when it could have hurt Biden.
Ooh,
no, it's happening now.
I know.
And yeah. And then not only that, it's not just Hunter Biden. There's also James Biden, which is Joe Biden's brother. Also being investigated for criminal activity. All this shit breaks after the election. And then you're wondering, like, what's that? Now, I'm going to let Jeremy tell us why. I know why you're going to say, but go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm going to say?
I think
so. They're using it as an excuse to get Biden out so they can put Kamala in.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think that this, and so Biden has been basically a useful idiot for everybody, because Kamala has been their ultimate goal, because Kamala is the extreme leftist in that party, and that's who they want. I think go ahead, Tim.
No, I was going to let you finish, but think about it. She couldn't even garner like 1% of a vote in the primary. Number one.
Exactly.
Okay? Number two, this investigation has been going on prior to the primaries and Joe Biden, getting elected. Right.
They have a plan, right? Man.
Now think about this. Everybody voted for Joe Biden because Joe Biden was that guy that they knew has been in the government. He's a swell guy. He's American. He understands American politics.
He grew up in Ohio.
Yeah. You know, the kid from Scranton. The kid from Scranton. They all thought they were getting this. But when you said, no, you're really voting for that, to go, oh, no, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You're just a QAnon. You're a Trumper.
Dude.
You just hate everybody.
Tim.
This guy won't last 60 days.
Bro, Tim, the New York Post came out with a story that social media was censoring everywhere. The new dude, they said, hey, Hunter Biden might be compromised because there's some dealings here. And, you know, this is what they came out reporting.
Jake Tapper.
And anybody who retweeted that was censored, or their accounts were frozen, or and New York Post. The New York Post, we talked about this. The New York Post couldn't even tweet because Twitter came out and said, well, that's disinformation and that's election interference. Turns out New York Post was right.
It was
right.
True. So Jake Tapper, when he was having an interview with Lara Trump, and she goes on about that, and he's like, I don't know anything about that. It's just wrong information. And he's just like, nah, nah, nah. And now he's going, oh, there's investigations, right? Like, because CNN's reporting it now, everyone, they're like, oh, yeah, this is real now. Because we're the ones telling you, no, bitch, you know. The Giuliani's, you were more focused on Giuliani with his pants down in Borat 2 saying that's the real conspiracy.
highly edited video. Stop.
It blows my mind away. Everybody's just a conspiracy theorist. And now it's real because the left wing media is talking about it. Why are they talking about it real quick? Why are they talking about it? To your point, this is setting it up for the 25th. The exercising the 25th Amendment.
Yep.
When he gets in. As soon as he gets in, he's in and he's out.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. One of the reasons why I was critical of Bill Barr from the get-go was because if you remember during the debates when Chris Wallace did not allow Trump to ask Joe Biden about the whole Hunter Biden thing. Right. He always he didn't want to entertain it because it was, you know, it, according to all the news media, it was a fake story. And so when Biden was asked about this again, he denied it. He's like, no, I have no conversations with my son's dealings. There is none. You know, I love my son. This is what he was saying. He was denying everything. Now, if Bill Barr had been if he had been honest, he would have come out and set the record straight, right? He would have said, folks, no, Biden lied because guess what? His son is under investigation. But instead, he stayed quiet, knowing damn well he could, because this is important. You know damn well if this was Don Jr., the news media would have ran this with this story, even if it was just an allegation. They would have ran with it because in their minds, they would have said, well, this is important. The American people need to know. Well, the American people did not need to know about, you know, Hunter Biden. And so if you go back, and we're going to get into the whole WikiLeaks things, but right when, you know, Hillary Clinton, one of the major blows that she had was when the WikiLeaks shit came out, right? Julian Assange and all this shit and all the emails that proved that they were cheating and that's why Bernie Sanders couldn't win. I don't know if you guys remember this, but this all happened right before the 2016 election. Hillary Clinton loses. This hurt her. And this would have hurt Biden even more to the point. Well, now that they cheated it, I don't know. But I think, you know, again, but this would have been important information for a lot of people to know. Now, a lot of people are coming out and saying, look, Bill Barr has an opportunity to redeem himself. And he needs to appoint a special counsel to look into the Bidens. It needs to happen because these people are full of corruption. Shit is coming out that they're in bed with the Chinese. They're in bed with fucking Ukrainian oligarchs. This is not good for the country. The Bidens are compromised, folks. And, you know, talking about WikiLeaks, you know, there is rumors. And I know this is just rumors, but for those of you guys who don't know. Julian Assange again was the guy who was it Julian Assange or was that
the WikiLeaks?
Yeah,
no, that was Julian Assange. Snowden was
NSA leaker. Yeah, exactly. So Julian Assange, but he did the whole WikiLeaks, the emails that were disclosed. And if we go back to what happened during that time, you know, again, he disclosed all these emails. Now, the Democratic Party didn't come out denying them that they were fake. These were, according to the Democrats, these were real, but they were more interested in, the Russians. The Russians released this information. It turns out it wasn't the Russians. You know, it was a guy, they believe it was a guy named Seth Rich, who ends up dying. He was a you know, DNC IT guy. He ends up dying, yada, yada, yada. Now, there's rumors that Trump was going to pardon Julian Assange as a way to, counter the deep state, because there's people are speculating that he might have more information that could help during this time. Now, again, all that is speculation. I'm not going to get into that, but it's worth noting that this was floating around today. This Monday, what is it? The 14th of December 14th. Has been a freaking day full of a lot of shit has happened. This is the tip of the iceberg, folks. Let's get into everything else that's going on. Now, again,
real quick, yeah, before we transition into that. Things, because we were talking about Chinese spies. So something else happened over the weekend. Again, reported out of Australia. One of the biggest leaks out of communist China ever. Database of every single person that's part of the CCP, their name, where they're from,
where they're at,
what companies they're working for now, because they've strategically, which everybody knew they've been doing, but now you actually have names and, you know, where, who they are.
So the CCP is the Chinese Communist Party. This is not just, these are people who are actually loyal to the Communist Party. And so they're abroad and they're holding positions, because guess what? If China taps them and says, hey, we need information, they're loyal to China. And so that's why this database, you know, people are going to go through that shit and they're going to find stuff. Now, the social media censorship that is happening to try to keep a lid on this whole thing, on the Hunter Biden shit that is spilling over, dude. YouTube came out, you know, and I think right now that Biden declared his victory tonight. I don't think anybody watched it. YouTube came out saying, hey, we're going to start censoring anyone that disputes the election results. They sent out a notification telling anybody, if you dispute the election results, their account was going to be blocked or disabled. And this is social media, folks. Why? When did they ever do that for Trump on Russian collusion? Oh, we're going to dispute the election results. Oh, we want to impeach Trump. No. Did YouTube ever come out and say, oh, we're going to censor these folks? No. And so you can then ask yourself, well, what's the interest that YouTube and Silicon Valley has? And then you see the people that Biden is putting into his administration. A lot of these Silicon Valley people, these same people in charge of these social media giants, are now going to be part of the Biden administration. It is a, let me scratch your back and, you know, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. This is the mentality, but nobody, the news media is not coming out and saying it, anything like that. Well, this is weird, folks. The same social media that is censoring conservatives are the same people now going into the Biden administration. Nobody's asking these questions, but, you know, you're starting to see, connect the dots, folks. Let's not be ignorant. Let's not be foolish. Let's not be willfully blind about what's going on.
Let's connect the dots, okay? Yep. Communism, China. They censor their people. They allow them to do some things, but then they hide a lot from them. In America, you have freedoms, right? We have capitalism. Yes. We're not supposed to hide things and block, and we have this thing called the Constitution. Oh, wait. Yep. Well, we have Section 230 that allows social media to be protected.
Yep.
Who now owns everything that you see, you read, you everything is Facebook, Google.
Yep.
YouTube. I'm sorry. That's Google. Facebook, YouTube. Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Apple. Right. Those Amazon. Companies control they're the everything.
Big ones.
Those,
Amazon.
Okay. Your cell phone. You can only get 2.0 operating systems on your cell phone. Android, run by Google, and iOS, run by Apple. So when they say, "Hey, we're going to put the COVID-19 exposure on there," oh, you can't turn that off anymore. Guess what? Who are you going to switch to? Well, I'm going to go to Google. Well, Google does it too. Well, I'm going to go on YouTube and do a video. No, you can't, because we're censoring you. So now part of the great big plan taking down America is through tech, because they allowed our freedoms to now be controlled through them. That's why Parler and Rumble scare the shit out of them because they're going, uh-oh, we got to stop this because people are going there and actually not being censored. Yeah. And we got to stop this because, you know, this is going to grow and people are going to be like, oh my God, this is going to ruin the plan. So they're going hard after Parler and Rumble right now.
Who's going after
them? And not only that,
all of them.
Not only that. So, you know, if you're on YouTube and you know, because a lot of conservatives came out saying, fuck Fox News, we're done with Fox News. And so if you would have looked at any one of President Trump's rallies and if you would have searched and you would have, say, clicked on, you know, CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, none of them allowed people to comment. OK, anytime you went into their videos, Twitter used to have this live chat option. But what they found was that, hey, there's a lot of Trump supporters who are viewing this. And a lot of Trump supporters are just, you know, bombarding these leftists, you know, because, again, Trolling we are the majority, I? Folks. We are the majority. And so they realized that. And so then they disabled that chat feature. All these, you know, big media companies on their YouTube channels. And so here comes a new network, RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting Network. And these guys were hitting 200,000 views a night, every single Trump rally. When you went to the other ones, they had like maybe 10,000 or 1,000, hardly any views. So RSBN was killing it on YouTube. Now, if we on the right side are the fringe, like they like to say, then why do they feel they need to censor? Because again, this whole YouTube movement was the success of RSBN and others who were now grabbing a big piece of that market. So again, like I said, we're not the minority. Big tech has gone full authoritarian, folks. And again, they never censored any of the Russian collusion videos. And like we've said before, corporations will sell their own mothers for a profit. And if you follow the money, you'll find millions in investments from China, from, you know, to these socialist media platforms, even to the big media platforms. This is digital warfare. This is mental warfare. Their goal is to make you feel alone, conservative, that no one shares your views. That's why they try to filter all this shit out. They try to, you know, delete all these tweets and all this shit because it's a mental warfare that they want to have. And I saw it when I went to Arizona, when I was talking to a friend who, you know, again, told me, she was like, Nelson, I don't see how we can win. And I'm like, you're not watching what I'm watching. You're watching that bullshit on CNN. They're lying to you. They from the get-go, they wanted to call it for Biden. But this has been this is a contested election, folks. Six states have sent alternate electors. You don't understand what that means. This lays out a clear path for Trump, because what's going to happen, and we'll get into this, on January 6th, when Congress count the votes, all that is needed is one person from the House and one person from the Senate to contest it, and then they have to vote on that shit. And I mean, there's some process and everything, but that's all that needs to happen to question the results from the states. That's just one path. There's the Supreme Court path. You know, people were celebrating. Oh, you know, the Democrats were celebrating. Oh yeah, Trump lost. Trump hasn't lost. You know, and he just won a case in Wisconsin where was it Wisconsin or Michigan? Wisconsin, right?
where they turned around, where the Supreme Court ruled. They go, you know, people lying about being confined due to COVID is not an excuse for an absentee ballot.
Exactly. Yes.
And they were starting to find that a lot of people were using that as an excuse, and they really weren't confined to their house.
Yeah.
And they were like, that violated the rules. And potentially those ballots have to be thrown out on a case by case basis.
And Trump.
And what's funny is right. And if they go through that, but then in Milwaukee, he had another case where he was trying to get the ballots thrown out in Milwaukee for, you know, because they were, you know, not right or something like that. They threw that one out. But this one is huge because this is, again, for the whole state. So if they deem that all those people in Milwaukee weren't confined to their houses that did absentee ballots and shit doesn't match, oh yeah, they're going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of moving pieces to this, and it's just every day it makes my head hurt because you don't know if it's actually going to make a difference or not.
Yeah.
In this election.
Going along with what I was saying is, you know, again, to any conservative out there, don't be discouraged. You're not alone. You know, and I want to show you a video of a Trump rally in Georgia. This was over a week ago. That should pump anyone up. And, you know, the crowd starts yelling, fight for Trump. Fight for Trump. And this is beautiful to watch, folks. And the mainstream media isn't going to show you. Oh, God damn it. Let me YouTube it. If you want to talk while I do
YouTube,
this.
They're censoring you.
So besides that rally over the weekend, there was another like March for Trump in D.C.
Okay.
This was massive for a guy that lost. There's more enthusiasm and more optimism and more support than I've seen for an outgoing president. Sorry, this just doesn't happen. Right. This is I hate to use the word, but what he's got behind him is it's revolutionary type shit. You know what I'm saying? In numbers, you know, and now you got Antifa in D.C. trying to no. Election's over, guys. Oh, yeah. Antifa got their ass whooped by the Proud Boys and other Trump supporters. Because look, you come and hit me. Oh, I'm gonna fight back. You go hit an elderly woman and get in her face. I'm gonna get in your face. And what happened was there was a lot of videos where, you know, Mr. Soy Boy punches somebody in the face. They get clocked. But now you got the guy's girlfriend like, stop it, stop it. But now you got women coming out on the Trump side going, bitch, get the fuck out and beating the shit out of these girls. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Because you know what? All year long, even last year, we've been covering Antifa in Portland and nobody doing anything. Everyone's like, oh, look at all those Nazis fighting back against fascism, right? The anti-fascism. And you see this and you're going, now that they're doing it, you burn an American flag, that's okay. It's not a hate crime. You burn BLM flag? Oh, yeah. They're investigating the Proud Boys for a hate crime for burning the BLM flag.
Fuck out of here.
Hmm. Okay.
So, getting back to what I want to show you, and we'll get to that, Tim, on the whole Antifa and everything that's happening. But I wanted to show you this video because, again, folks, this is not over. And what happened in Georgia, now Trump goes out to Georgia because he's supporting Loeffler and Perdue, who are out there, who are trying to maintain control. The Republicans are trying to maintain control of the Senate. So this was that. Now, let me show you this video, because, again, do not be discouraged. And so Trump says, we're going to keep fighting. And I love it. And I think that, you know, a lot of states heard that call. And you're starting to see people now, you know, going out and they're fighting. And this needs to happen. And I was during when all this thing happened in the Supreme Court, because we're going to get into this, the whole Supreme Court rejecting one of those cases. You know, there was talk about, you know, secession and everybody, we need to move to Texas and create a new place called Jesus Land.
I'm not sure about Jesus Land, but okay.
I'm gonna go to Florida.
Now, look, again, there is so much that's happening. And for one, do not be discouraged. There is hope. There is a path to victory. I, you know, after the election, you know, I went through this little dark place and I was like, ah, shit. I don't want a Biden. But now, after everything that's happened, even after the Supreme Court lost, everything that happened today, we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel and the path is becoming clear. So hold the line, folks. And
Well, we had mentioned this before that basically we knew it was going to be a long haul, right? We knew that, the 21st, January 21st, and anything can happen before then.
Yep.
And once it happens, you know, don't get upset about anything until it's over, right? It's not over until it's over. And
Trump even said, Trump told everybody what was going to happen. Yeah. Like people act like this is like some new thing that he's being a sore loser about.
Right.
Trump said it from the jump. The minute they started saying we need to scale up mail-in ballots. And he's like, this is bad. Barr said it was bad. Everybody knew this was bad. And Trump goes, this is going to be a fraudulent election. And when they go, well, the media set it all up and they with that question about, I think about in July, between June and August, when they go in the press briefing, they go, will you contest? Will you concede if you lose? And he goes, we'll see. He goes, if it's a fair election, yes.
Right.
But if he goes, if it's fraudulent, no. So right. He told everybody what right. he was going to do months ago before the first ballot was even sent out. He told everybody how this was going to play out.
You just got our video banned from YouTube.
I don't give a shit. I know we got to be careful. Right?
I'm not. I mean, I'm being dead serious.
Hey, we're going to talk.
Trump, that's the word.
But Trump said exactly. He laid out exactly what was going to happen. It's almost like he had a time machine and got to see what happened.
Hot tub time machine.
Yeah. He's alluding to Trump being cute. Trump is cute.
Yeah. No, but think about it. No, but the only reason why I say that. I'm not saying he's cute, but think about it.
Yep.
He knew their plan. Like you don't get.
I don't think they did a very good job of hiding their plan.
No,
they didn't.
You know,
they were very, very.
Hillary's like, whatever you do,
they were loud and
do
proud.
Do not capitulate. Exactly. We're not going to.
And Hillary was the one that Biden had said, "Do not concede by any means."
Biden stood the week before elections. He stood there on freaking mainstream media, whatever the damn news thing was, and said, "We have the best."
Voter fraud.
Voters, you know, he knew. He came straight out and said it.
He disclosed himself.
In front of everybody. And America's so stupid that...
You know, one of the things...
He's got a stuttering problem.
Before the show started, me and Tim were having a conversation, and we'll talk about this on the electoral process, because, you know, this is something that has shown how much the school systems have failed us, you know, to teach us about the purpose, the significance of the Electoral College, what role it plays in this republic. Because, you know, when you hear people on the other side, you know, Hillary Clinton, who today just tweeted that we need to abolish the Electoral College, that it should be a popular vote. This is crazy, dude. Like that this woman either now she understands the importance of the Electoral College. The Electoral College is what allowed this bitch not to cheat. They cheated, but their cheating was not big enough for her to win, because it was proof that they cheated during the primaries. Again, WikiLeaks disclosed this. They showed that the Democrats cheated Bernie Sanders out of a win. So you think that if they cheated in their own primaries, you don't think they're going to fucking cheat in the general? And if they cheated in 2016 and nothing happened, you don't think they're going to cheat in 2020? Wake up, folks. And so, you know, this is insanity that people don't understand the importance of the Electoral College. It protects the minority. And I'm not talking about race and anything. I'm talking about people, the minority states, from being controlled by Washington, D.C. and big cities. Where else? No, you know, what's the purpose of having, you know, all these states if they don't carry any weight? And so that's the beautiful thing about this republic, that it wasn't a full out on democracy, that it was based. And so they put a lot of safeguards along the way that we're now seeing, you know, that have been placed that prevent this cheating, that serve as a cushion. But again, this is why the Democrats were caught, because they had to cheat at such a massive scale across so many states, doing so many different things in order to win. If they had just done one thing, it would have gone unnoticed. But they did many things. I'm talking about from keeping, poll watchers from being able to watch, kicking people out and counting in the middle of the night, being caught on video, freaking the machines are rigged, all this shit that's being disclosed. They cheated on such a massive scale that it cannot be unseen. It is so obvious. And now, something happened this week that Texas challenged Pennsylvania and all these other states that had rule changes at the end, the last minute rule changes that they did. These legislatures passed some laws, and then once they were going to apply it, you know, these counties, they did their own things. These governors, these secretaries of states, they did their own things. And they didn't follow what the state legislatures had outlined. And so Texas goes to the Supreme Court and says, hey, when these states don't follow their own laws, it dilutes the vote of Texas. The Supreme Court of the United States comes out and says, well, you haven't shown that, you know, you're the damaged party. Therefore, we're not going to listen to it. So the Supreme Court of the United States basically in that ruling, and if they continue to ignore this, because Trump is going to refile that same thing, tweak it a little bit. But if the Supreme Court refuses to hear these cases, they are signing their own demise. Folks, the Democrats have stated that they plan to pack the courts. Every single one of those conservative judges will be irrelevant. They don't understand. It's like, the Democrats are saying,
they do, and
they've been caught on video. The Democrats have been caught on video saying, we don't want to say we want to pack the courts because it's not popular. So we can't say that. But yeah, so that's what we're going to
do. I have a question about that.
Yeah.
I have a question about that. Let's say, so the idea of packing the court is they're going to increase the number of seats available on the Supreme Court. And then since they think Joe Biden will be the president, he'll be able to nominate these people for, so he gets to choose liberal, you know, whatever, like-minded, progressive, whatever people for the Supreme Court. But what is the justification for increasing the number to begin with? Just because they want to?
They're the minority and they want to have the majority. So they're going to add their own judges.
I understand why they want to do it, but where in the Constitution does it say that the president, for whatever reason, or the Congress, for whatever reason they want, can just magically start increasing the number of seats?
Yeah, but
I
don't think it was originally nine.
Yeah.
I think it increased because the circuit court increased.
Yeah.
So it went to match. But then when all of a sudden there's like 24, there's a lot of circuits, right? So now they're like, wait a minute. The Supreme Court didn't grow with the circuit. And once it hit nine, it stayed at nine, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So
that's why they want to increase the amount to equal the amount of the circuit, right? And then by doing that they can increase the circuit.
So how many circuit courts are there?
I think there's...
There's nine
Supreme
right now.
Court.
I don't know. I thought there were nine district.
Appellate courts. I
don't know how that process works.
I would like to understand what the legal precedent is for increasing that number. And if that's the case, why isn't Trump just go, all right, well, it's now 15 get to choose six more. I got another month before I'm out of office. I'm going to do this right now.
Yeah.
And then when they come in and try doing it, what are they going to do? Increase it by 20 to make up that difference?
What he should do is he should do 13, right? Because if there's 12 district courts, there should be 13. That way there's no tie, right?
Right. Well, 15, whatever. You know, you increase it by however many.
Yeah.
And then you basically beat them to their punch. You pull the air out of their...
The problem is because it was an election year. So nobody on either side thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah, so it would be bad
So for Trump to beat them now, they would have to confirm four more judges in a month. Mitch McConnell ain't stupid. Lindsey Graham ain't stupid. They want to keep their piece of the pie with all this. So they're not going to, they're treading real light right now. They got ACB because that was like a fuck you to them. You know what I mean? To the other side. But going forward, they're all happy again. They all were on pins and needles.
Okay, well, so let's say
they're going to vote it. They're going to vote
it out. Trump pulls it out. Right. He's president for the next 4 years.
A lot of heads are going to roll with it.
He should do it. Should he do it? I shouldn't say he should. I'm asking, should he do it?
They should pass a law that says you cannot pack the courts anymore because Ted Cruz actually has legislature in the Senate that says no court packing.
I think to tell you the truth, I think if Trump wins the president, they'll pass that because the Democrats don't want him doing that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it better to kill the queen or, you know, leave it on the, you know, sacrifice your queen to kill their queen?
There can be 100 judges on there, right? But the problem is, in any society, and we see this, anytime anything is out of whack, right? If it skews too much this way, skews too much that, you got to have a balance. So if it's too conservative, it's not that good. If it's too liberal, it's not that good. You got to find a balance.
Right.
But neither side wants balance. They want control. That is the problem. Because you got to remember, they're worried about themselves. You think Chuck Schumer and them give a fuck about somebody getting abortion? In theory? No. They're probably like, you dirtbag pigs. Why you get so many of them? But they can't say that because they want the vote. They want the power and the control. So they will say, I love abortion so much. No, they don't. They really don't. They got to say they're gifting. You know, they're grifters. You know, they don't believe the shit they sell to people because they're normal. If you have a family, you don't turn around and be like, you know what? Get an abortion. I don't want grandkids. No. You know what they want? They want fucking grandkids. But they want the votes and the power. So they're going to say whatever they can to keep that. And they'll pack that shit to keep that agenda, to keep those assholes to keep voting for them.
Which is kind of weird, because if you think about it, if they're fighting for, you know, let's just say the Democratic side of the House to continue to give them abortions, right? Because it's a left side, right? Most conservatives think abortion is bad and wouldn't get one. And a lot of leftists think that it's all right and it's their right and they should be and they could get them if they want. But basically, you're reducing by promoting it on the left side. You're actually reducing the number of leftists that you have in your party.
No.
No.
Let's break this down real quick. Who was Joe Biden reaching out to or saying he was since May? BLM. Okay, BLM was a big thing after George Floyd. Yeah, we got to get systemic race. Everybody with their buzzwords, systemic racism, defund the police. And Joe Biden rode them. Election happened. BLM posted a thing. Hey, we helped get rid of Trump. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, it's been 38 days and you haven't returned any of our inquiries.
Fucking idiots. Right. If you thought, but then you idiots thought. Right. The BLM, if you idiots thought that Joe Biden was on your side, you're as fucking stupid as you look.
Well,
you're
idiots. What?
Right.
You know what, Jeremy? That there was a video that was leaked where he's talking.
I was just about to get into that.
Yeah, where he's talking to them. And what did he say? The hell with you.
He's yelling at him.
He's yelling at them and he says, the hell with you. Yeah. Imagine if Trump had talked to the NAACP. Imagine if Trump had told the NAACP, the hell with you. The racist, but like Tim says, they have an agenda, and they're gonna get the racist guy into office because he's gonna give them. And all they were asking for these people want is money. They're trying to line their pockets. They're ambulance chasers. That's what they are. They look for the people who are, you know, they keep people in the state of, oh, I'm a victim, and here they are. The, you know, what is his name? These black activists. Oh my God, why did I forget these guys' names? Al Sharpton and these guys. And they're like, yeah, we're going to rescue you guys. And people, you know, buy their bullshit. And then they make negotiations with these politicians, you know, oh, give us some money because we need to help this community. And all it is just they're fucking just lining their pockets.
Sean King.
It's disgusting.
He made millions of, you know, talking all, you know, on behalf of BLM and all this, and they believe, and he didn't come through. And then they got pissed at Ice Cube for working with the Trump administration on the Platinum Plan that was actually going to help them. The Democrats, put it this way, they say they love minorities. They do not like minorities.
They pander to hell.
They tell them what they want, but when you start putting
Planned Parenthood, the fucking idiots buy it every single time, they get what they deserve.
When you start putting Planned Parenthoods in the middle of Beverly Hills, Scottsdale, and everything, then I will believe that you really like abortion. But when you put Planned Parenthoods and you say it's for, you know, parental, you know, teaching, you know, young women to become parents, no, no, no. You put the abortion clinics in every hood, Yeah. Sorry. You are not there to help. Yeah. If you kill minority babies, you keep the minority population, and that's why they become minority and not the majority. And you keep your power. When a conservative says, no, we want children, they're trying to grow people. No. The Democrats don't want to grow. They want to grow their people. People don't realize the Democrats are great at lying to people and making you believe the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Look. Yeah. Look at the history.
Yeah, that's all
and
you
tell
have to
me
do.
The last time you
that's all
looked,
you have to do, idiots. Quit falling for it. Look back at, for the last 50 years, you
look
idiots.
At, look at all. Look at every impoverished neighborhood. It's all in Democrat-ran cities, Democrat mm-hmm. mayors.
Open your eyes.
And yeah. they keep voting for these guys.
In Michigan, and we're going to talk about this because, again, there's some electors, that alternate electors that have been chosen. But along that line of they just pander to these people. I want to show you this video on voting that was happening in Michigan. But before they voted, let me show you this video. And again, as Tim says, these are these same Democratic cities that have been run by Democrats for years. And the Black community does not get better. But at least they have this. Oh, God, watch this shit.
Now, please remain standing for the national anthem and the Black national anthem by the Turner sisters, Jalea and Jamila Turner.
I'm sorry, what? What the fuck is the Black national anthem? And why is it? This is the left, dude. They try to keep people divided. This is what they
I read
do.
The lyrics of this to you. I read I'm the sure, lyrics of this I'm to sure you guys a few months
I'm
ago.
I'm sure
remember?
It's nice. I'm sure it's nice. You know,
you guys,
I don't know.
It's the song. It's the song that was played at Abraham Lincoln's funeral. And if you read the words, it goes against everything that Antifa and BLM and the Black community is like.
Here's why they do it. They do it for division. That's why. Why not call it by whatever else other name?
Name of it, by the way.
Exactly. Because what they want to do is like, and, you know, well, if the Blacks get their own anthem, I'm a Brown. I want my national anthem. You know what I mean? Like, this is what they do. They divide America instead of uniting, instead of being a melting pot. This is what they've always done this. And this is how they keep people perpetually victims. In their minds.
So what would your national, what would the Brown national
anthem be? No. It's not just Brown. We're going to need a Mexican American national anthem.
Exactly.
We're going to need a Canadian American national anthem. We're going to need a Nicaraguan national, a Guatemalan.
Yeah. No, fuck them.
Cuban. We need all of these. Whenever they start these meetings or sessions of Congress, it's going to take them 5 years to go through all the damn national anthems.
We're
going to
have the alphabet letter
a lot
national
of those,
anthem.
A lot of those were Brown that you named.
Well,
too,
that's
by the
fine.
Way.
No, we can, they have to have their own independent.
No. It's by color, color, not race and nationality. Color.
Even talking about it, we're giving this more than it, by giving it, we're creating more division because we're actually, it's getting people heated now. You know what I'm saying?
It's silly. It's not necessary. And the only reason that they do it is to pander, right? Is to say, this is the headline. Oh, you know, the Black communities are trying to come together and here comes Trump trying to steal the election. This is what they're going to do. Oh, he's going to disenfranchise the minority vote. Fuck out of here. I'm done with these cocksuckers. So let's talk about what the states have done. Again, Georgia, you know, they had their electors and the news media, the way if you would have tuned into CNN, MSNBC, all they were showing today was, oh, look, another state voted for Biden. Oh, Biden went through the 270 threshold. Yay, Biden wins. They're lying to you folks. It doesn't count yet. It doesn't officially count until January 6th when they count. And even then, the Constitution is not clear on if it ends up contested and there's not enough votes. Because what's going to happen is, so again, let me go through the list of states that have now voted where the Republican legislatures have offered alternate electors that voted for Trump. And what the reason they're doing this is to be prepared in the event that Trump were to win in the courts. However, it presents a picture to Congress, because when Congress gets these votes, they're going to say, that's weird. Here is the popular vote and what the electors, you know, the governor and the attorney general have, certified. And then here's the legislative body of the state having their own electors. Now, the Constitution is clear that the sole responsibility and duty lies on the state legislatures. And what's crazy is that this whole idea, this whole concept of it being a popular vote is fairly new. You know, it wasn't until recently that states started doing it as a popular vote. It used to belong to the legislative body of the states. And so, and the Constitution hasn't changed in that. Again, the legislative body of the states decides how they're going to choose their electors. And here's the legislative body of, what, six states that has now come out and said, hey, we're offering it these electors as what we actually want. And so what's going to happen is it's going to get to Congress. And guess who presides over this? Because it's a joint session of Congress. Who is the president of the Congress? Who is going to be?
Mike Pence
is going to preside.
Say it right, Mike Pence.
Mike Pence is going to preside over that whole process. And what he's going to be able to do is say, folks, is there anybody who contests any of these votes? And somebody from who was it from? Missouri. Missouri.
Yeah. Ted Cruz contested.
Yeah.
So, and then you got Matt Gaetz in the Senate. I mean, in the House, or
a lot of people.
The guy that talks really fast from Ohio.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to contest it. And so all you need is actually one from each branch, from the Congress and one from the Senate, and then they have to vote on which set they're going to accept. And so here is, and when they vote for this, I mean, what may end up, look, there's a lot of shit that could happen. But what people are saying is that it may end up being that Pence is the tiebreaker here. And if Pence is the tiebreaker, Trump remains in office, folks. So there are paths. Now, this actually happened back in 2000. You know, you guys remember the hanging chads and this went through the courts. And right, by the time that the electors were counted, there was one congresswoman who challenged those electoral counts. Guess who it was?
Nancy Pelosi.
Maxine Waters.
I was close.
Maxine Waters came out and said, I contest this. And guess who was presiding over this at that time? Al Gore. And Al Gore would have been affected by the outcome. And Al Gore says, is there anybody, your counterpart, in the Senate? And she's like, no, I don't care. And so Al Gore says, well, look, I'm going to respect the rule of law, and we're just going to have to accept this. Now, the things change now, because there's evidence that there will be some senators who are going to challenge all this shit. So that throws a spin on this whole thing. And right now we don't know what's going to happen, but it looks good for Trump, because if it comes down to the Congress voting again, it's one vote per state, and Republicans control that. So there is hope, folks. The states that voted, and I just want to give the numbers here, because Nevada with their six electoral votes, Pennsylvania with their 20, Georgia with their 16, Wisconsin with 10, Arizona with 11, New Mexico with 5, and Michigan with 16. They were finally able to vote Michigan, but they were being held.
That was some crazy shit today.
Dude, the governor, the attorney general, they sent out 200. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. So basically the GOP they showed up to the state capitol. They were greeted
Arizona.
By
Arizona. You're talking about Arizona.
No, in Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay. In Michigan. This is why, you know, this is really corrupt. And they're trying really hard. Okay. So the GOP electors show up to the state capitol. Oh, you know who they're met by? Michigan State Police. They go, no, you're not allowed. This is closed session. Office is closed. They're like, but we're nope. Per, you know, the governor's orders. You know, nobody's allowed in. They're like, but we're supposed to be in. Nope, nothing you can do about it. Eventually they wound up getting in. But then apparently, like, the attorney general was telling them, like, anybody that goes against us, we're going to be investigating you, basically. And they were like, what the fuck?
Was it the attorney general of Michigan that the woman that went on like this live call to action for the left to start standing up and taking out Trumpers?
No,
that was the Michigan senator.
Okay, yeah, I mean, she like point bitch, blank bitch calls to action.
Yeah,
calls to action war against mm-hmm. Trumpers.
Yeah. Look, they know. They knew. Look, before I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah.
Joe Biden over the weekend decided Monday night, I'm going to address the nation. They knew what was coming. They knew that he was going to get this, the certified electoral college. Joe Biden and all them knew where this is going. They know how this is going to end up. But what they need to do is to make sure that they are out there on the media because they're going to get all the coverage. Trump's not getting no coverage. They're getting all the coverage of saying, I'm the president. And now when it gets contested, you keep that division.
Right.
That's all this is about. They knew what was going to happen. This is a plan. They had their plan and Trump countered them. Yep. This is straight up. Trump countered their plan because they had this whole thing work. I'm sorry. This is setting it up way too, you know, like this. Why is Joe Biden on Monday calling a thing like he knew? Like, oh, yeah, I know. They knew the GOP was going to do it because even down to with the Supreme Court, I think they had 26 members of the House of Representatives sign a letter saying that they're also on, you know, supporting the case in Texas. And please listen, you know, hear it. So now you have Congress getting involved in the Supreme Court case and people coming back. Oh, see, that's sedition. They need to go to jail for it now. And we want heads rolled. Look, this is just a cat and mouse game. They're all part of it. Like they all know what's going to happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a very high chance when this plays out that Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States.
I hope so.
But what we all need to worry about next is for the next 6 months,
it's going to be war,
fighting. It's going to be insanity. Yep. It's going to be chaotic. So be prepared. That's plain and simple. Be prepared.
I'll say this. You know, after the Texas lost or the Supreme Court decided not to hear the Texas case, you know, people were discouraged. But there's more cases right now that are they're making their way. You know, and again, he just won in Wisconsin. He's going to win some cases, and the Supreme Court just has to agree to listen to one. Now, you know, the left is escalating their rhetoric for war. But we have to also admit that the rhetoric for war is also happening on the right, because you have Texas, the Republican legislature and the attorney general, the attorney general of Texas came out talking about secession, seceding from the union. Now, so here's what I feel needs to happen. The Supreme Court of the United States should hear out at least one of those cases, because at least if they do, it gives the illusion that, hey, our side had legal recourse, right? Because if the Supreme Court doesn't, it will definitely bring on or raise tensions and possible the beginnings of war. Folks, Biden and the Democrats are in bed with China, and the media has been caught suppressing the truth. And again, we're not immune to the mistakes of history. Our country right now is spiraling into a deep hole that will be almost impossible to get out of. You know, we've made up pandemics to justify lockdowns, which are trampling on constitutional rights, while Antifa and BLM are allowed to rampage the inner cities. There's unprecedented amount of cheating that we are now seeing that took place on election night. We have unsurmountable evidence that proves this. There are calls for violence against anyone who disagrees with the election results, like Heidi just mentioned. Social media has now openly embraced censorship to that purpose. Many cases, again, are making their way to the Supreme Court. and we are as divided as the time of the Civil War. You feel it. You feel it in the air. And if not, it might be more. However,
it's worse.
There is. I agree with you, Tim. I think right now, maybe because we're living it. However, this is where we must hold the line. You know, the future of this beautiful, precious nation is at hand. And the question lingers. Will we heed the call? Because wolves have surrounded us. The Persian army is at the gates. King Leonidas and the few 300 have raised their swords, gripped their shields, in what will be an epic battle for the future of this great nation. And I heard let me finish my thought, Tim. I heard this quote, it's a beautiful quote, and it's so true. The tree of liberty has gone thirsty, and the blood of patriots and tyrants will quench her thirst once again. Will we be nature's manure, like Thomas Jefferson said once? And I think we will, because I think we forgot the price of freedom. We didn't remain vigilant. We squandered this gift. We haven't passed it on to our children, and we have failed to preserve it. But now, at this moment, we must redeem ourselves of that sin. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I've never hoped that I've been so wrong in my life. But as the days go by and the wall painting on the wall becomes clearer, the truth is slowly revealed, folks. It's a pill we will swallow with remorse, but we will swallow it with conviction. It is time. We need to fight. Our lives depend on it. The lives of future generations depend on it. And the world is watching at the last best hope of Earth. You know, are we going to stumble and fall? What's going to happen? And, you know, this is important. I don't know if you guys feel it, but like I felt it. I've been following politics for a long time. But I think right now it feels like this is important. It's either now or never, you know. And again, a lot of people are looking at the United States and saying, you know, this is our last best hope. The Middle East right now, looking at peace that's happening, they're probably thinking, you know, what's going to happen? And so there's all this uncertainty. And America must rise to the occasion. And we need to preserve, you know, liberty and justice and everything that's good about this country. And so, again, I'm going to finish it with this. My message to every conservative out there, it's time to speak up. Do not be silenced by the fools who feel they know better about your health, that if you don't wear a mask, you want to kill grandma, that the election was a fair process. That's what CNN is telling everybody, that socialism is not so bad. And, you know, this is what we're hearing. And then we're being inundated with this shit. And communism gains ground when people are afraid to voice their opinion. Our opinions are popular. Don't let them tell you otherwise. Hollywood, the left, social media, the big media companies, you know, they're all lying to us. Conservatives, I feel, I always do this. I wear my MAGA hat. I wear it loud in public. They will not shut us up. They will not intimidate us. And if, you know, we don't do this, we can kiss our liberties goodbye. And that's it. And I'll let you speak, Tim.
I think we have already, but what they didn't count on is people actually coming together from both sides, because they're starting to realize what these lockdowns mean. A business owner doesn't care about your politics. If I voted for Joe Biden and you voted for Donald Trump, and we have a bar and a restaurant right next to each other that have always done good, we don't care about our politics. But when they tell you, you can't go to work and you need to shut down and I'm not helping you and your livelihood's gone. Yeah, you're on the same team now, because you're fighting for the same cause, because you gave the benefit of the doubt. And now you saw what happened. There's more people now coming together that they don't realize. We are not a nation against each other. When you see the BLM shit and the Antifa, that is this. That is not even 0.01%. When you look at your neighbors and everything, you're still neighbors, regardless of your political beliefs. But when everybody is put against the wall, you're on the same side now. You have more people that are gonna come together united against this bullshit. And they think that those, you know, the liberals that voted for Biden are gonna go quiet into the night because, oh, we got what we wanted. Wait a minute. You're not making good on nothing. This is actually worse. You lied. Now you got a bunch of pissed off people that voted for you that ain't gonna ride with you no more. They're gonna ride with the right.
Yeah.
When you look at the numbers, you know, the polls, we all say polls are bullshit, but, you know, polls for president, that's skewed. But when somebody's like, I believe that the election was rigged, when it's at almost 50% that the election was rigged in Biden's favor, and you got over 30 to 4, almost 30, it's between 30 to 35% are Democrats. That's a lot of.
Yeah.
People that you're thinking that they all want socialism. No, those are those moderate ones that are going to vote their party because they didn't like Trump. But a lot of them wouldn't have voted for Biden knowing what he's going to do next with his socialist agenda if they really were true. And they got some egg on their face. But if you're a normal person that likes capitalism and likes your freedom and like going out to dinner, not being locked in your house, but those same people, the ones keeping you in there, eventually going to go, wait a minute, you're lying to me. I got to get away from this. I got to break away. And that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to, you're not fighting people. The Civil War was North versus South on ideologies. We are not fighting each other. We are fighting the government. That's what people don't realize. This time it's different. The people are fighting the government. We are resisting the ideologies of socialism and communism and packing courts and, you know, election rigging. We are fighting for that piece of paper that was written in 1776 that granted the pursuit of happiness, your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion, freedom of the press, you know, all that. That's what we care about. We're fighting for that piece of paper. I don't give a shit if you're a Democrat or a fucking Republican, if you're fucking gay or straight. I don't care. But when you start impeding on that shit, that's what I care about, because I have something at stake when I lose that. If I can't go to work and make that salary because I got to give 70% of it, how the fuck do I pay for my house and my lifestyle? No. I like capitalism. I like being left the fuck alone. But when government's involved in my life, wait a minute. Now I give a shit. That's why I cared more about getting involved in politics in the last couple of years. I've always followed it, but it was just. You're starting to realize, though, oh, your vote don't fucking matter. Yeah, when they've been fucking rigging it.
Yeah.
So I want my vote to start fucking counting.
I'm going to show you guys a couple of videos. The DC rally that Tim mentioned, a few things happened out there. I want to first start off with some of the beautiful sights that happened throughout the day. One of these is somebody was carrying out a actually pretty cool sign. Oh. Show you guys this that I really liked. I don't know if you guys see it. Hold on. Why can't I do full screen? It's tight. So basically it says, thank you for having our backs, President Trump. And it's basically, you know, law enforcement, you know, all the first responders. Yeah. So, and again, this was actually a lot of people were there. The president flew around with his, what was it? Marine. What do they call that chopper?
Marine One.
Marine One.
Helicopter is Marine One. Yeah.
But after all that mess, there was fights that broke out, and I'm going to show you guys some of these. I don't know if you guys seen any of these, but this is the Proud Boys. And I think Tim has mentioned this. America, they're done with this whole fucking idea that, you know, the government's going to come in and impose socialism on us. And this is a beautiful sight. Look at the mass. This is, you know, compared to how it was earlier this year, the size of this crowd is just and these are Proud Boys. Again, this is the people who the media is calling, you know, the racist, the white supremacist. But let me show you this video.
They still haven't burned a building down, by the way.
Exactly.
They're getting to it. Give them a minute.
Look at that. That's a massive crowd.
Those motherfuckers be putting C4 on buildings and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be like Die Hard.
Hey,
you want people who know about that stuff? Again, you know, Democrats are calling for a war that they can't win. Do you see what I'm
saying?
Like,
prepared to fight. They're ill prepared to
fight. And they're fighting. Look, Proud Boys are fighting back. Oh my God. Let me show you this video.
What was the name of the lady, the congresswoman or whatever, that was saying?
Maxine Waters.
No. The one that Michigan, and she was saying that the Trumpers need to look out.
Yeah, I was just talking about that. I pulled up the article. Because
the problem is you got a bunch of idiots like her. They're thinking that the government and the military and the police are going to step up and do what they want. So, it's like, you guys just threatened to defund them, and you think that they're going to step up and fight for your side on this?
You know,
I got a breaking news.
Yeah, what happened?
I got breaking news. So apparently, the FBI, Texas Rangers, and U.S. Marshals raid SolarWinds headquarters in Austin.
Oh, shit.
SolarWinds?
SolarWinds had that big hack. That the Dominion servers were all running it too. You know what I mean? So this is they've
you know, speaking well, so
yeah,
okay.
So that so but, just FYI, something big is brewing.
Do you want possibly. The Michigan thing or not?
No, it's fine.
So I was looking for right a name, now, but it's fine. Just Arizona has issued subpoenas for these machines, Dominion machines, dude.
And right, you had mentioned that somebody already did that. They already tested it and found that they were giving out false information. Did they give me details?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they, step by step.
Oh yeah, so, dude.
I want to know what happened.
Yeah, let me bring up that article here. Give me 1 second. I have it saved. This is actually good that we're going to get into this because
shocker.
Let me find it. Hold on.
You know what? One of the things they weren't doing.
What?
What I get paid a lot of money to do.
Patching.
They were like one of the big things. They were like, these machines were missing so many critical patches. They were having, they were connected to the internet. They had config changes. They were like, these things have been tampered with. These things were connected to the internet and were altered all the way up until the election and even after. Like, it's incredible.
So let me go over some of these facts, Jeremy, about the
the
finding. Dominion Voting System Forensic Report, and this is a summary of what they've concluded. They said, we conclude that
Which state did this?
Michigan.
Okay, so these are the Dominion voting machines in Michigan. They subpoenaed them, they got them, they tested them, and these are the results that they found from
it. I'm going to put it up here so you guys can read it, and I'm going to read along with it. So, but hold on.
And just happens that SolarWinds.
Hey, dude, this is there's no coincidence.
And the entire government.
When it comes to this shit. You guys can't read it. So let me make it bigger. Let me know if you guys can read it. You guys read it?
Yep. Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dominion Voting System Forensic Report. And this is, again, a summary. We conclude that the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Okay. Now, this whole thread is going to go through that, and I'm going to read some of this. They said the allowable election error rate established by the FEC guidelines is of 1 in 250,000 ballots, or 0.00008%. They observed an error rate of 68%. This demonstrated a significant and fatal error in security and election integrity. Now, let me explain what that means, because this is critical. The meaning of the 68% error rate. So what they've said is, hey, you're allowed to correct or change some of these questionable ballots, right? But it's only 1 in 250,000. And what they're calling is adjudicated. So you give, you know, these individual machines, they have the ability where you can change the vote, right? And so, but they found that 68% of the votes, Jeremy, were manipulated some way or somehow. 68%. Now, here is what I'm going to keep reading it, but I'm going to mention it, and it'll mention it down here. They found that they deleted the evidence showing the number of ballots that were adjudicated, right? They deleted the evidence of what ballots they did that. Now, what they didn't do from this machine was, so they deleted the 2020 data. They didn't delete the 2018 data or the 2016 data. And even then,
idiots.
Right, they were, and even then they still found how they cheated. And so these fools have been cheating since way back then. There's a not a possibility. It is clear that
it went
there
back
are some,
further than that.
There are some, I'm pretty sure it did. There are some senators and some congresspeople sitting in Congress today that should not be there because this shit was manipulated. And to me, again, this is why I tell conservatives, do not be discouraged. Our ideas are popular. And for a long time, the news media, all these people have been in cahoots, homie, because, again, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government of the next. These people infiltrated our school system. Conservatives gave up that ground. And here we are. These people have infiltrated big portions of our society while we've been sleeping. And we think we have been trusting that our system has worked. And guess what? These people have been cheating. Now I'm going to continue reading. A staggering number of votes required adjudication. So this was the 2020 issue not seen in previous election cycles still stored on the server. The intentional errors led to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, or audit trail. And so significantly, the computer system shows vote adjudication logs for prior years, but all adjudication log entries for 2020 election cycle are missing. And this is what I just said. The adjudication process is the simplest way to manually manipulate votes. And so this is actually a pretty good thread to read. There's more, but the actual report gives a lot of information. And so again,
I have a question. This is Twitter. Yeah. You're showing us a Twitter feed here.
Yeah.
How does Twitter not block this yet? I thought they were blocking all this kind of stuff.
There's a lot of people out there who are still able to post, man. I'm telling you. But if somebody prominent, as soon as somebody prominent to retweets this or something, you'll see that you won't be able to like it. You won't be able to share it. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's happening. It's not. They're having a hard time keeping up with it because it's manual.
Yeah.
You know, and we follow all these different people. Yeah, go ahead.
If Trump retweets that, that guy's getting suspended on the spot.
Yep. Yeah. They won't suspend Trump. They'll suspend this guy's account. Because right now they're still not, you know, messing with Trump. Because as soon as if they censor Trump, he knows he's going to take him to court and he's going to do everything that he can. But, you know, they're trying to play it lightly here. But they're people are noticing. So, again, the states right now, they have sent their electors. This is unfolding before our eyes. This is all good news for President Trump. We're just the beginning of the week. There's a lot more that's going to happen. We talked about Barr. You know, there's rumors that so Trump signed an executive order back in 2018 that we talked about election fraud and how he would use the full force of the military to go after a lot of these people and military tribunals and all this shit. Now, that report is due when, Tim? When is the executive order?
The 18th.
The 18th. And so if you look, the 18th is when Friday the report is due, and then Bill Barr's last day is the following week. And so you got to ask yourself, the timing of this is interesting because that could mean that Barr right now may do something towards the end of his as he's going out as they get the results of this, or the oncoming attorney general is going to do something. So we don't know yet. And I don't, you know, Trump did praise Bill Barr, you know, but he also did criticize him on a lot of things because Barr was silent, you know, when he should have been speaking out. But yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Something that I just saw right before the show, actually during the show.
Yeah.
The acting attorney general apparently served with guess who?
Flynn.
Mike, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh my god, dude, this like, is that, you couldn't dude, write yeah. you couldn't write a story. Hollywood cannot write
you know,
a better story.
You know,
than
you,
that,
know you know what's going to happen, right? You know what's going to happen. Barr resigns December 23rd. You know what's going to happen on December
24th? What?
Every single one. I can see every single one. You know, all over the country, all these Dominion servers getting seized.
Oh yeah,
good.
Yeah,
because now you got somebody else in the DOJ.
It's got to be
might have a different mind.
It's got to be the military that seizes this shit. because I don't trust any of these local officials to be doing that shit, man. I'm telling you, man. These people.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they erased that guy. And who knows if they're not already. Like,
yeah.
It'd be like a coordinator, like, okay, we're going. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if this is the way this is playing out, it's becoming. The conspiracy theories seem to be coming to light somehow. So, because this guy was even talked about, you know, I sent everybody a thread because in our group chat, we have a couple people that are very big in Q. You know what I mean? So every once in a while when I see something, you know, good, you know, like today.
You like getting them fired up?
Oh, yeah. Like, this new AG was actually mentioned like, oh, who is this guy? Then when you start researching this guy was doing a lot of work in the Eastern District of New York, you know, because he came from the Eastern District. He was working on a lot of the Ukraine stuff. You know what I mean? So Ukraine's tied to Biden. Bill Barr asked this guy to come join the DOJ in Washington. So Barr asked him. So everyone's like, well, Barr might have been setting a lot of things up.
We'll see.
And this guy's going to be the one that finishes it just because Barr is Barr, right? He wants to leave with no blemishes on his record because he's always been a guy. But if this guy... If Trump's going to fucking go all in, why you're not going to ask a Bill Barr? This guy's going to come in and probably just knock it out if this guy's what they're saying he is.
Well, one thing that, again, that Barr could do is appoint a special counsel on his way out to investigate Hunter Biden.
Can't this guy? He's acting.
He can. But at least Barr says, you know what? He appoints him and he just leaves. He's not influencing anything or whatever. Now, does anybody have anything else before we move on?
No, we need to go.
Okay. You guys need to go or do we have time for
ended on
a happy note.
Happy note.
I like happy endings.
All right. As we do on every episode, except for the last couple.
Go find yourself a fang fang.
We're gonna end it on that.
Well, I mean, if in theory.
Oh dear Lord.
Jesus, stop it. You're disgusting.
All right, keep it in your pants. All
right, we're going to end it on a happy note.
I'm on a fang one.
Jesus. Fang fang. Ain't nothing but a fang fang fang.
All right. She's going to be fun fun.
Jesus. Anyways. All right, so I want to show you the first one, how governors really act behind closed doors. And I'm talking about the lock them up governors. I mean, this is actually funny. I like this one. All right, let me...
Oh, this was hilarious.
You know, as governors, we take COVID very seriously. Which is why we have a large number of new restrictions for you.
For starters, you should stay in your house, except for extreme emergencies. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm trying to get some hosts to come over here. They're being such pussies about COVID.
Stay at home and save lives.
Yo, don't kill that without me.
We urge you to report anyone not following orders, and that includes friends, family, and loved ones.
It's our expertise that you're probably going to have to get poorer to stop the spread.
Yeah, my buddy's going to reopen the bar. Don't worry. Just get me a head count.
I got these people locked down. They want to be locked down. If you have any doubts that this is important, here's some graphs and shit.
That's the thing. We can make the statistics. That's the beauty of the numbers.
What if we make them wear two masks?
Live music and comedy will be canceled indefinitely.
Dude, we should go to Tulum for New Year's.
Yeah, museums, gyms, theaters, that's gonna be a no for you.
You know how sick it is working out in an empty gym?
You gotta wear a mask, though.
Wear a mask? What am I, a citizen? I work out naked. You know, I wrote a book on how to beat COVID.
Dude, you should have a movie.
I'm writing a book too. 2 weeks tops, just to flatten the curve.
Here's the beer.
Guys, I don't do that.
White and they're drinking White Claws.
North up! North up! Give me the shoe polish!
Yeah! Give me the shoe polish. You know, Northam painted himself black.
Dude, turn that shit up.
So I just told them if they don't like it, go to a different state. I didn't think they would do it.
We urge you to stay away from small businesses, and we're doing our part to make...
Jesus. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, God.
You know what's sad
about
this?
Sorry about that. Well, there.
How true it is.
Yeah.
And more, but again, to my point earlier, more people that were afraid of their shadow back in March are seeing this going, oh, wait a minute.
Sorry.
They really don't have my best interest.
No, God, no.
And they're going, fuck, man. So you're seeing, I'm sure a lot of those guys aren't Trumpers.
It's taking them too long.
But they love making fun of the governor because People don't like being locked down. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to show you this next video. this video basically explains itself.
Oh, God.
What a sickle move. With all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. What is he doing? Boys,
oh, my God. This shit what way the too big. When we pull up, give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Look, where is this? How did it get there?
I have no idea. What the hell? He's upping the wing.
How did he get out on the wing?
Probably the emergency exit.
You know, the same way they stole a couple planes and flew them into buildings?
Okay, you gotta watch this, though. Watch this.
Look at security in an airport. Oh, he fell off.
He fell off.
And they stopped it. I want to see him land.
Oh, you know, oh, he fucking crushed his skull. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. The next one here. The Grinch tries to steal Christmas. It does not end well. Hey, thank you, man.
This was actually staged, right?
Yeah, it was staged.
There was another happy one, but this was actually real. There was two like LAPD. One was dressed as Santa, and then the other one was dressed as an elf. And guy was trying to jack a car. Dude, you see Santa come running down.
Oh,
put
wow.
him up. And people are like, oh, what the fuck? They're like, what's going on here? Santa pulled out a Glock.
That kind of Santa I like. I want that Santa in my house.
That shit happened today. I was like, whoa. But the fact that they had an elf.
All right, so I'm gonna give you guys.
Man, they're looking for people not wearing their masks.
I'm gonna give you guys the option to which one to watch next. Girl that barks Santa like a dog. Girl that barks like a dog or vaginal knitting.
Vaginal knitting.
Vaginal knitting.
Okay, you guys are not ready.
Wait, you know what? You know what?
Sorry.
Let's see what it looks like first, because if
you guys are not ready for this,
with cheese coming out of it, no.
You guys are not ready for this.
Roll tape.
I don't think we can take it back once we start.
Roll tape.
Just close your eyes if it gets bad.
If you put it on the screen. A good hard look at a vulva, you realize it's just
we can't see it.
A bit.
Oh shit! Sorry.
Oh, I think
there's nothing that is shocking or scary, or you know, nothing's gonna run out and beat you up.
Keep watching.
My name's Casey Jenkins. I'm a performer.
Oh, I've seen this.
Activist from Melbourne, and I'm up in Darwin doing a performance piece called Casting Off My Womb. I'm spending 28 days knitting from wool that I've inserted in my vagina. Every day I take a new...
She's inserted it in her vagina, dude.
Wound so
I saw this a long time ago. This is old.
I've never seen this.
Stick it up.
If you're lucky.
And then I pull out the thread.
What the fuck?
And then knit.
Bro, that thing's
full
of blood.
It's confining because
that thing has blood on it.
This knitting, so I can't sort of get off and wander
around.
It's
28 days of whatever is inside of her.
But no,
inside of her.
Look at that shit.
I want to marry her.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sure she's single.
Oh my God.
The paint.
Oh, she got a hairy one. No, she got a hairy vagina. No, that's disgusting.
I guess not just
I don't want a hairy vagina.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I could not stop laughing at this.
I told you this is a bad idea. We jumped in
your vagina. Idiots. Knitting. You're welcome.
You guys are idiots.
Okay, I want to see the barking girl.
Barking girl, so we can close out on a happy note.
What's the barking girl? We'll leave it there.
We lost Tim.
Okay, so I have a very unusual talent, and I was told to come to TikTok and post it. So, if you have a dog, turn the volume up as loud as it'll go and record their reactions to me barking like a dog.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh my god!
Why does he sound like a real dog, bro? Like, did you guys?
I guarantee you, she's a liberal. I guarantee she's a liberal,
bro. So a lot of people.
No, the vagina girl was the liberal.
They're both liberals.
So what's funny is that a lot of people have duetted her. This girl right here. And you see the dogs react. This is funny. Let me show you what some of the best ones.
Does she do that when she's having sex?
You have to ask her.
All right, watch this guy.
Friend her on TikTok.
Okay, so I have a very unusual talent, and I was told to come to TikTok and post it. So if you have a dog, turn the volume up as loud as it'll go and record their reactions to me barking like a dog.
He's like, wait, what?
So I have
that poor dog has a pink tail. Did you know that?
Which is a pigtail? Oh,
the pug had it. Yeah.
They dyed the pigtail.
Yeah, that's definitely, yeah. See?
Just look at the hand.
That is funny. Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, MeWe. What else are we on?
We're on WeWe.
Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
My name is Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Stop it.
What message is that, Joe?
COVID-19!